This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. A fire has broken out next door to the White House. Smoke can be seen pouring out of a window at the old executive office building on the White House grounds. Firefighters are working to put out the blaze, and at this point, information is just coming in, so not much is known. But NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is at the scene, and he joins us now. Don, what are you seeing, and what's known so far about this blaze?
We don't know how it started. That's the first piece of information. But I am standing literally right in front of the West Wing, right in the driveway, the main entrance to the White House, the President's office within the West Wing. And the old executive office building, you know, these days known as the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, is very close. It's part of the White House campus, and it's just a couple of hundred feet from where I am. We were all in the first morning briefing. The off-camera, the morning gaggle, we call it, with the press secretary. And just after at 9:40, we got word somebody had spotted smoke coming from the EELB. We all rushed outside, and the smoke was very black, very strong, billowing from a second-floor window. And it's on the side of the White House, so it's right there. It's very close. We could see flames, and it's in an office that is adjacent to the main ceremonial office of the Vice President. The Vice President is one of, you know, many executive office staff, employees, officials who work out of this Eisenhower building next door.
Don, any idea how extensive this is? Are you just seeing smoke out of one window, Don, or is this fire more extensive?
The building was evacuated, the Secret Service tells us. And the damage to this one office, again, right next to the Vice President's office, is clearly extensive. They were breaking windows out. There's furniture that's been piled onto the balcony, again, all very close to the West Wing of the White House here. How extensive it is inside, we can't say. But if anybody's ever been on a street where there's a fire, you smell it. And the smell is very strong. Here, we saw water kind of pouring off the balcony at one point after the firefighters went in and were breaking out windows.
Don, for people who have been in Washington, this is the sort of wedding cake building that's right next to the White House.
It's a gorgeous building, French architecture, built in the 1870s and 1880s. Rich history. It was originally the War Department and the Department of Navy and the Army in its early days. When the Pentagon was built, of course, the Department of Defense went over there. But it is one of the gorgeous, rich buildings and a key landmark in this town. Another little bit of history, other than the fact that the president is over there all the time and has press conferences over there. There's a little room in there where some of the White House tapes from the Nixon era were made. So every room in this gorgeous building seems to have a story.
So people have been evacuated, no injuries as far as we know.
Nothing that we've heard of. The Vice President was not there at the time. He was in the Situation Room of the West Wing of the White House getting, you know, daily briefings with the President.
All right. Thanks very much, Don.
My pleasure.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reporting from the White House, where there is a fire, where he was watching a fire in the Eisenhower old executive office building.